Last night, the city of Phoenix inched toward the possibility of considering the way its elections are held. That could mean city council races would appear on the same ballots as state and federal races. That would be a dramatic change from what's currently being done. Here are council members Jim Waring and Laura Pastor.
The biggest thing that suppresses voter turnout is the current system. If we make a change, turnout's going to go up just by virtue of the fact that we're not doing the silly stuff we're doing right this second.
We do want a higher voter turnout, but we also want those disenfranchised communities, such as independents, Latinos, a voting bloc that comes out to vote, to be able to have the access to vote.
The comments at the city council meeting came just hours after the Republican-controlled state house voted to set up a system that could force cities to move their local elections to even-numbered years. Joining us for a few minutes with more details is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning.
So what does the legislature boil it down for us? What are they trying to do here?
Well, basically they're saying that they believe that consolidated elections, in other words, forcing cities to have their elections the same time as federal state legislative offices, will increase turnout. And there is some anecdotal evidence to say that that's true. But the other side of the coin, of course, is the question of if you have city council races that are way at the bottom of the ballot, you know, after you vote for the governor, after you vote for lawmakers, after you vote for judges, you know, will anybody really pay attention at that point? What the legislature said is, you know, if in fact your city elections have substantially lower turnout than comparable statewide elections, we're going to force you to consolidate. And that's a maneuver done to try to get around a prior state Supreme Court ruling that said that city elections are none of the state's business. This is the way of saying, oh, yes, it is. Turnout is a matter of state concern.
Mm-hmm. So we don't overstate this because, as I said, Phoenix sort of inched toward considering this. But considering, again, that Phoenix and Tucson in particular have been fighting the state over this kind of thing for years, you mentioned the Supreme Court ruling, why would this have legs when in the past there hadn't been? And not that you can read city council members' minds, obviously you cover the state legislature, but is this a sign to you in some way that they think the state may have more heft behind this particular legislation?
Well, this comes down to trying to guess what the Arizona Supreme Court would do. Again, it's very clear the Supreme Court has said local elections are strictly a matter of local concern, and therefore charter cities like Phoenix, like Tucson, like Chandler can decide when they want it to have their people vote. Now, if the belief is if you tweak it, you know, it's sort of like, well, the Supreme Court has actually decided against the cities, against the state twice on this. It's sort of like, oh, this time we've really got the magic formula, and this time we can force them to do it. Now, Phoenix may be figuring, let's not pick a fight with the state. Whether they do it or not, we might as well, you know, go ahead. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be a legal fight, because I spoke to Mike Rankin, who's a Tucson city attorney, and he said, look, this measure is no more constitutional than the last one, and therefore we're going to fight it if, in fact, it becomes law.
Howie, you know, I'd never ask you a cynical question, but do we think state lawmakers really want to increase voter turnout? Are they really that concerned?
Well, it depends on which voters we're coming down to. I think that's part of what Laura Pastor was talking about. I mean, there are other things you can do to increase voter turnout. One of the arguments is if you allow for same-day registration. In other words, if you have an Arizona driver's license, to get an Arizona driver's license, you have to prove you're legally present in this country. So the question is, should you be able to use your Arizona driver's license and register and vote the same day? Republicans have constantly beat that back. They say it's designed to go ahead and create the, you know, voter fraud and such. So again, it depends on which voters you want to come out and which ones you think will make a difference.
And Howie, finally, obviously we haven't seen how far this can go, but since you've been down there as long as you have, the fact we have a Republican-controlled House and Senate, a Republican governor, do you expect this to go through again this time and see if we'll have legal challenges yet again?
Oh, I'm almost positive that this will become law. Now, will it remain law? You know, you can lose a lot of money on betting what the Arizona Supreme Court will do, particularly since they gave Doug Ducey two more appointments to increase it to seven. So I'm not betting lunch over that, or even, you know, a little after dinner drink.
Okay. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, always good to talk with you. Thanks.